The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, we're Great Big Owl. And like all small businesses across Britain, we've organised our very own Secret Santa with you. That's why we're presenting you with one of our other great podcasts, which we think you might enjoy, even though you haven't specifically asked for it. It's like when you two downloaded that album onto everyone's iPod without asking, but hopefully there won't be quite so much aggressive backlash. So please enjoy the following Secret Santa show. And Merry Christmas to One and Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night calls came at all.
Michael Cork, actor speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HGM Talent.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, good morning. I'm phoning with an offer, Michael.
Oh, that's good. An offer for what? I haven't had any auditions for...
months.
Weeks. Well, weeks, really.
Months? Months.
Seems like months, but it's weeks, I'm sure.
Well. Anyway, no, it's nothing that you've auditioned for. This is just a straight offer for a play that I'm phoning you about.
Oh. Goodness me, how wonderful. That never happens. Gosh.
It does.
Well, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, no, it doesn't for you. Sorry, not you. I meant, you know, the other actors,
yes, yes.
You know, like Margot's other clients.
Yes, well, I was more talking about, you know, it used to happen, but
yeah,
well, anyway, never mind. What is it?
It's for a play.
Oh, lovely. What sort of play?
Comedy? I don't know. It's quite long. There's loads of words.
What's it called, Sarah? Do you know what it's called? No? Where is it? Yeah, where is it on?
Okay, it's called Elsie's Pancreas.
Right. Never heard of it. I see. It's new writing, is it? That's wonderful. I have no problem with that. Is it?
Is it what?
Is it new writing?
Oh, I suppose so.
Right.
It's written by... hang on. Let me just get her name.
Her. Very good. That's great. Why not? Lots of very good female writers out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so her name is Lydia. Oh, it's a difficult one to pronounce. Okapunko.
No. Right.
Do you know her?
No. No, I don't. Do you?
No.
No. No.
Yeah. It says here that Lydia is a rising star, so that's good, isn't it? Yeah. She's just been awarded a bursary from the Feminists for Change Writers Society.
Well done, her.
Something to do with Joanna Lumley.
Well, I sincerely doubt that, Sarah. I know Jo Lumley, and she's a patron of many wonderful causes, but I really don't think she...
The last I heard, she was trying to raise money for toilets in theatres. I mean, that...
Well, exactly. Yes. You know, I doubt she'd bother with this, you know, Feminists for the Change of the World.
Okay. Would you like me to politely decline the offer then, Michael?
No, no, gosh, no. Hang on a minute, let's have a think. It's just, you know... It'll probably be an awful lot of work, you see. Getting this young girl from the streets up to speed on how to write a play correctly.
No, I think it is written already. And I don't think she's from the streets. I think she's actually from Islington.
Well, yes. It's probably one of those awful lefty organisations, this Feminist for thing, and you know, slinging money at a inverted commas converted druggie to make them feel like they're doing something noble, when you know actually this cash could be sent to someone far more deserving. The Actors Benevolent Fund, for example.
Yeah.
Always,
I mean,
you know, they crying out for money.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, look. To be honest, Michael, you don't have to say yes to this. There are loads of other actors they've got lined up. You're just on a list. I could just say it's not for you.
No, Sarah. I am thinking about it, my love. It's just the sheer level of work, you see. I have done this sort of thing before, and an actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry with the extra work. It's practically a rewrite. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure she'd want you to rewrite it, Michael.
Well, that's what they say, but sadly it's inevitable, you know. Let me tell you a story. I took part in a short film many, many years ago, which I didn't mind at the time. And it was being made by these two young bucks. I can't remember their names, but they didn't have a clue what they were doing, and I turned up and first day it became very clear that I was going to have to improvise a lot of my dialogue, and I did in the end, and
lucky
it was
them.
Awkward and difficult because, you know, the other actors insisted on sticking to the script very, very rigidly, which made things very awkward, but I ploughed on knowing it was for the good of the film, and guess what? You know,
you're a teapot and I'm not.
It won a BAFTA in the end, and though I don't need thanks, or God forbid, a writing credit, one or the other would have been nice.
What's,
you know,
what's
preferably the writing credit.
Yeah, what was it called?
The short film,
yeah,
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Terrible name of short film, but
they
didn't have a lot of
you're
imagination.
Not listed,
I suggested
you're
changing
not,
the title. I never saw it, of course. I couldn't bring myself to see it. I
in the credits,
avoided that, but well, I can't bear watching myself on screen at all. It really seems quite arrogant. So, anyway, so what is this? Is this young girl? Linda, what does she want me to play in her
Lydia.
Theatrical piece?
She wants you to play the part of Old Man.
Yeah, well, send it through. Let me have a read, I suppose. Where is it being performed?
Latitude.
Oh, I hope that's London. I don't do regional theatre, not these days.
No, Latitude is a festival, Michael.
Oh, well, like Edinburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, but less Scottish. It's near Ipswich, which... Ipswich is the home to Britain's heaviest man. Oh, there you go.
Ipswich. Yeah. What are they offering?
Too much fatty food, I suppose.
No, for the play, Sarah. What are they?
Oh, sorry, yes, yeah. £200 for the rehearsals and 3 performances. They said they'll sort out accommodation for you.
Oh, God. And what's the fee for the rewrite?
No, like I said, Michael, they don't want you to rewrite it.
Yes, well, that's what they say, Sarah.
No, I mean, they've been quite
clear. I have said this.
They've been quite clear that they don't...
Sarah, you don't know it from my point of view. I'll go into that rehearsal room and rewrite start coming in.
Well,
I have to improvise dialogue.
I think maybe it's probably best
if
you don't, Michael, because they're not employing you to do a rewrite.
Well, that's what you say, Sarah, you know, and that's what they say. But I know I'll go in and I'll have to rewrite all the dialogue.
Can be my silent type. Maybe those.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Pauses can make my night.
HDM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Yes, it's Michael Cork. Is Margot there?
Oh, she's at a gong bath, Michael. Can I help?
She's at a... Never mind, is Fliss there? Can I speak to Fliss?
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen her for weeks.
Oh, God.
Can I help?
No, Sarah, you are... Well, I suppose, yes, you'll have to help me. Oh, God, oh, shit.
You're welcome.
No, I didn't mean, Sarah, look, it's about this Elsie's Pancreas play I'm doing. I've arrived at this Latitude thingy festival, and they've shown me to my accommodation, and, well, quite frankly, there's no other way of putting it. It's a fucking tent. Pardon my French. And I don't mean to be angry, but I'm rather upset, Sarah. I'm getting one of my head's coming on. The migraine things. I've been to the doctor. It's not migraine, but it's very close to one. And I have never in my career been expected to camp. You know, I've had some pretty awful digs in my time, especially in the north of England. But this honestly takes the biscuit. It's appalling. You know, it is imperative, Sarah, and I can't stress this enough, and I don't want to go into the reasons why, but it's imperative that I have a toilet facility within 10 metres of where I lay my head. So if you could please speak to Margot or Fliss, I don't mind who, and find me some acceptable accommodation in a brick-built structure, and we'll be able to move on. And
look, I don't think there are brick-built structures at a festival, Michael.
Oh, God.
I mean, the portaloos are fairly solid, but I wouldn't recommend sleeping in one of those. I wouldn't recommend doing anything in them, to be honest. Just word of warning. My friend actually got locked in one once and people pushed it over. Terrible mess. Hospitalised she was.
Yes, well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for the advice.
What I normally do is I take a pot with me. Well, two, actually.
Right, okay. Well,
one for each. And then I can just sort of go in the comfort of my own sort of...
Well, yes, Sarah, please, thank you. Sounds like you're an expert all of a sudden, doesn't it? Perhaps you could have warned me if you knew what these festivals were
about
like.
What?
That I would be camping in a tent. In a field of young people wearing fluorescent makeup and stupid hats and drinking cans of beer.
I'm sorry, I thought you knew what a festival was.
Yes, Edinburgh, as I said. Glyndebourne, I can assure you this is a world away from that, Sarah.
Right, well, it's going to be a bit difficult to get you out of it now, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I'm fully aware of that. I'll be getting out of here the moment I leave the stage on Sunday morning. The whole thing's turning into a disaster. We've had far too short a period of rehearsal. Some of the other actors have had so little stagecraft, it's almost criminal. And I'm taking into account how bloody young they are. Yes, I am, but there's really no excuse. The costumes, my costume, quite honestly, I look ridiculous. Nobody understands the play. Not one person understands the play, apart from the author, and she's only been in twice. And my fears about having to rewrite my dialogue turned out to be true. Well, sort of. The whole thing's been very, very amateurish, and I stopped being an amateur the day I qualified from RADA. It's very, very upsetting. I'm a professional. I will do my job. I will do the three performances in the theatre tent, or whatever they call it. Theatre tent. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? You do theatre in a tent? Fucking ridiculous. Like, fucking
my silence.
Message received at 3:23 a.m.
Hello? Hello? Is that Sarah? Sarah, Sarah.
Oh, bother.
Hello? Who's... Hello? 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 Can you hear me, Sarah? Can you hear me?
Message received at 3:25 a.m.
Hello, I'm in a tent, I'm in a tent, I'm a caterpillar in a cocoon.
Message received at 3:41 a.m.
I'm very safe, I'm very safe.
I'm all wrapped up.
I'm wrapped up in a cocoon, cocoon. I'm in a cocoon, in a...
Message received at 4:28 a.m.
A cocoon, they put me in a yacht.
Message received at 4:31 a.m.
Hello, yes, I'm leaving a message for Sarah. Sarah, where are you, Sarah? This is Michael Cork, the actor. Actor Factor X.
Message received at 4:56 a.m.
I may need you to send for help.
Message received at 5 a.m.
Currently in a large... underground cave, not cold, not for warm. Oh, it's so very warm. I'm being kept alive, you see, by the gases. They send the gases from the surface and feed them into the cave by the tubes. Lots of tubes and pipes and pipey tubes round the tube comes. There's one.
Message received at 5:16 a.m.
There's a pipe there, and a tube there, and a yellow and a red pipe, and they keep us breathing deep breaths, and Sarah, this isn't a problem at the moment, because they are monitoring me from the control room, you see, up on there.
Message received at 5:29 a.m.
Doesn't matter that a girl must
surface. The surface building.
Message received at 5:43 a.m.
They can't. The point is, you see, they're keeping me alive.
I'm
and all the way. They can turn it off.
Good morning.
Michael?
Hello, yes, Michael speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah.
Oh, good, yes, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. How can I help you?
Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, fine, thank you. I'm fine. I'm at the festival now with friends in the, I'm in a, sorry, excuse me, can you tell me where I am? Thank you. Yes, I'm in the welfare tent, everyone's being very, very kind.
Right, well, so I popped into the office this morning to get some blue tack.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm sorry, Michael, but there were some very odd messages that you left on the answer phone last night, and I just wanted to...
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's silly. I didn't... I'm sorry about that. I, to be honest, Sarah, I had a little bit of a turn, but I'm fine now. They're telling me I took some illicit drugs, which is rather preposterous. I went out into the woods with some lovely young bucks that I met in the tents next to me, but there weren't any drugs involved. Why would I do that? You know, I have a theatre performance this morning, and I don't take drugs anyway. So, anyway, I haven't. What was it? I was supposed to have taken? Can you tell? Yes. Can you write that down? Thank you. Thank you. Ah, yes, Sarah. Ketamine. That's apparently something horses take, they tell me. So I find it very hard to believe that horses take illicit drugs, but there you are, onwards and upwards. So
you're all right now, are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I've got a bit of a headache, okay. But otherwise I'm right as rain. I'm having...
I'm pleased. You're okay for the play today?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Yes, 11 a.m, theatre tent, which is the tent where they do all the theatre, and it's final performance, looking forward to it. This has been going very well so far. Yeah, a bit shaky, but it should be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll have to be fine, Michael. We've got a casting director coming to watch your performance this morning.
Oh, that's very exciting. Lovely.
Yeah, she's brilliant,
actually.
That's
made me a bit nervous.
She does a lot of films.
Great.
And quite some sort of big dramas on ITV, and she's over at the festival. Anyway, you just got in touch with her, and she's really looking forward
great,
to
lovely. Thank you very much. Well, that's very exciting, and I'll probably tell the rest of the cast if you don't mind. I'm sure they'll be very excited as well. So
yeah. But you feel okay to be doing that? I mean,
yes. No. Please don't. Absolutely fine. I'm sure they'll let me go in a minute from here. And like I say, they're all looking after me very, very well. Everyone's being very, very kind in here and offering me lots of cups of tea and biscuits and so on and so forth. And I've been pouring the tea away because they've put poison in it to try and kill me, of course. But like I say, it's all under control. Please don't worry about me. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, right. Let me know how it goes.
I certainly will, Captain. Over.
Pauses can break my night, and you can be.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Out of the cage. Through tubes. The tube. There's. Go past the tubes. Out in. To find the rescue ship. Where I will go to the rescue ship. They wait there. Past Greece.
Yeah.
Over. Message complete. Over. And Sarah. Over.
I don't impress.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.